The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are launching yet another week of conservative talk and conversation, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And we are so delighted that you have made the choice to hang out with us noon to 3 Eastern. There are a lot of things you can be doing during your lunch hour, and we are just so honored that you are eating your ham and cheese sandwich and hanging out with us today. Hey, go ahead and write down our toll-free telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling into the show today. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And that lovely voice on the other end of the phone line, back from vacation, the lovely Grace Baker will be taking your calls. And if you pass her tests, which are very difficult, they're sort of like advanced placement class. No, I'm just kidding. She'll put you on the air. So hang tight, folks. We've got a lot to talk about today. By the way, the attacks on social media continue for conservatives. NPR, National Public Welfare Radio, published a lengthy attack piece on Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire. Now, the Daily Wire is a competitor to ToddStarnes.com, but we do share something in common. We are one of the top places to go for conservative news and commentary. And both of us have been attacked by the social media giants. Well, now National Public Welfare Radio, paid for with your tax dollars, by the way, they're going after Daily Wire. And in this expose, I found it fascinating. The biggest problem they have with the Daily Wire and Western Journal and other conservative websites is the fact that we are conservative. They don't like our ideology. And that's the reason why they say that organizations like Daily Wire and ToddStarnes.com should be banned from social media platforms. Now, this is a big deal, and here's the reason why. Our pages, our websites, generate more traffic than most of the traditional big media organizations like Washington Post, New York Times. You just go down the list. And that is a huge problem. So this is really not necessarily an issue of factually inaccurate information. That's not the issue. The issue is the liberal establishment media want to put all the rest of us out of business. That's what this is really. It would be sort of like this. It would be like McDonald's going to tell big government. So McDonald's, they go and they tell the Biden administration, we don't like Wendy's. Wendy's clearly makes a better hamburger than McDonald's does. And so McDonald's is telling the government, you need to punish Wendy's because they're making more money and they're selling more hamburgers than we are. That's exactly what's happening with this fight on social media and the websites, with conservative websites and liberal websites. As a matter of fact, they're saying that 70% of Republicans say news organizations don't care about the people they report on. 56% say they hurt democracy, and there's a reason why. Because we're not stupid. We see this every single day. You want to know why? You want to know why people are unsubscribing to all of these newspapers around the country? Because what they read in those newspapers, it does not reflect who they are. By and large, all of the newspapers, and you know this, you've probably got a big-time newspaper in your community. by and large, they hire these leftist journalists right out of journalism school, and these kids are wanting to work for the New York Times. And so they're turning your little local newspaper into a tinier version of the New York Times. This is happening all over America. Now, I will say this. Small-town newspapers, by and large, if you are in a smaller community, you are exempt from this because those are locally owned newspapers. And I'm not saying this is the case everywhere, but I will say this. If you live in a community and that newspaper is owned locally, then more often than not, that is a conservative news publication. I'll give you an example. Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast this radio program, our local media is all liberal. As a matter of fact, one of the guys who runs one of the TV stations was appointed to some board by Barack Hussein Obama. So in Memphis, everything is liberal. Even, I know this is going to be hard to believe, but even the station that used to carry Rush Limbaugh and currently carries some of the other conservatives, the owners and management are far leftist. They play make-believe. They pretend to be a conservative so they can get that advertising revenue. But people are smart about this. Listeners, you guys are smart. You know when someone's trying to pull a fast one on you. So anyway, NPR using our tax money to go after conservative websites like ToddStarnes.com and The Daily Wire. And I'm not, folks, we normally get 3 to 5 million page views a month. And we're a small operation compared to some of these guys. And it drives the leftist media, it drives them nuts. And the reason why is because we go out there and we just report the news. Yes, we have commentary, but we clearly identify our commentary as commentary. You could be reading the front page of the New York Times. You wouldn't know if it was a news story or if it was some sort of an opinion piece. You just can't figure that out. So look, all of this goes back to the China virus and the coverage of the China virus. And they're angry. These people are angry. I am talking about the Biden administration and the liberals in the mainstream media. They're angry that we have a platform to share the other side of the vaccine story. Now, look, it is not my job as a radio host to tell you what to put in your body. It is not my job as a radio host to tell you to bend over, drop your pants, and take a poke in the buttocks. That is not my job. My job as a radio host is to first of all, entertain you. Second of all, to provide you important information about what's happening around the country. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of people have been getting sick after getting this vaccine. A lot of people have been getting very sick as a result of getting the vaccine. And the truth is that some people, otherwise normally healthy young people, have died after taking the China virus vaccine. You need to know that information before you decide to drop your pants and take a poke in the buttocks. And some people think that me saying that is akin to telling you not to get the vaccine. And that's not it at all. That's between you and your doctor and your maker. That's who needs to be in on that discussion, not yours truly. But I can tell you, I have not had the vaccine. I'm a vaccine identifier. In other words, if I go somewhere and they say, "Have you had the vaccine?" I'll tell them yes, because I identify as someone who has had the vaccine. That is my right. That is my truth in America. But now Fox News Channel has jumped on board the Biden bandwagon. Because Joe Biden has announced that they are sending people out into the communities, they're knocking on your door, and they're wanting to know if you've had the vaccine. And if you have not, and you folks in North Carolina know this, in North Carolina, they are going door to door right now, and they're asking if you've had the vaccine. And if you have not had the vaccine, they will invite you to drop your pants, bend over, and they will personally poke you in the behind. That is happening right now in North Carolina. And we have a lot of listeners, especially WSIC. This is in your neighborhood, Mecklenburg County, not too far away from you guys. And don't be surprised if they show up knocking on your doors, asking if you would like to be jabbed in the shoulder or the behind. Do not be surprised. So you better be prepared, ladies and gentlemen, for what you tell these people when they do show up at your doorstep. How are you going to handle that? So now Fox and Friends this morning has gone full-blown in support of Joe Biden and the vaccine policies. And Steve Ducey's out there leading the charge, saying that you need to get the vaccine. It's going to save your life. Well, they don't know that. They don't know that. Over the weekend, we got an interesting bit of news. Remember the five Texas lawmakers, or the Texas lawmakers who evacuated Austin, Texas, and flew to Washington, D.C. so they wouldn't have to cast a ballot on the voter integrity bill? Remember that story? Well, it turns out that five of those Democrats, five of them, who, by the way, flew without a mask on in a very tight, enclosed airplane, five of those people who have been fully vaccinated have now tested positive for the China virus. Now, how is that possible? How is it possible that fully vaccinated adults suddenly come down with the China virus and they're testing positive for the China virus? Is it possible that the virus, which was rushed out without much testing at all, is it possible? Is it remotely possible that maybe, just maybe, it's not doing what it's supposed to do? Otherwise, I would love for someone to explain to me how five people who got the vaccine fully vaccinated somehow came down with the China virus. But there's another part to this story. Got a little nugget from the White House over the weekend that Kamala Harris had just taken a visit to the hospital, Walter Reed, for a routine medical visit. Now, I'm very intrigued by this, because normally most Americans do not make a routine medical visit on a weekend, but we're talking about the vice president here. And no one was quite sure why. We weren't sure what this was all about, but I suspect we know, because it turns out that the vice president met, yes, met, ladies and gentlemen, with those five Texas Democrats who now have the China virus. So is it possible, just possible, that the routine medical visit was actually an emergency test to find out if the vice president has the China virus? They're not talking about that part of it. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and bringing this back around to the Daily Wire and all of us in the conservative news business. They want to shut all of us down because they don't want any of you knowing the reality of the China virus. They just don't. And you have to go all the way back to the beginning. And it is so easy to get sucked into the mainstream media narrative here. But we do know that most, an overwhelming number of the people who died of the China virus actually died from a pre-existing condition. And the numbers of people who actually died strictly from the China virus is a number that pales in comparison to the number of people who die annually from the common flu. But the mainstream media doesn't want you to know that. So here's the question we need to be asking. Why? Why don't they want us to know that information? Why are they so hell-bent now on forcing all of us to get that poke with the needle? Why are they doing that? What is the end game here? Why is it that most of the people involved in the promotion of the vaccine are in fact people who support depopulating the earth? Why is that? I'm sure it must be a coincidence, but I'm just curious to know why. And why is it that five Democrat lawmakers who have been fully vaccinated came down with the China virus? How is that possible? Nobody wants to ask these questions. And those of us who do are being told we are science deniers, that we are anti-vaxxers, and that we should be shut down. So what is going on here, ladies and gentlemen? I'm happy to hear your theories about what's going on, but something clearly does not pass the smell test. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number this hour of the program. Actually, all hours of the program. ToddStarnes.com is our website, a live show blog up and running. Links to all the stories and the guests we're going to have on today's program. We'll be right back, folks.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
AT&T.
80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is from overseas. It's unbelievable. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product is 100% American. When you buy your steak or chicken from Good Ranchers, you're not only getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled across America. They've met with the farmers who raise the livestock to ensure the product they're sending to your table is the very best. Steaks are always USDA Choice and Prime, and their chicken is 100% natural. No antibiotics or hormones. It's better than organic. Plus, all the products are individually wrapped, eliminating waste. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe. And if you do, you get 20% off with each purchase. So stop playing the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from and support American farmers. Go to goodranchers.com/Todd or use the promo code Todd to get $20 off plus free express shipping. That's goodranchers.com/Todd or promo code Todd. So one of the folks who had to get the vaccine said that they had to sign a form that stated the vaccine is not approved by the FDA, that the clinical trials were not of sufficient duration, and that they would not sue the FDA or their home state in case they develop adverse side effects. You know what, folks? Anybody who has to sign something like that, you should immediately slam the door in the face of whoever's standing there. Now, according to this report, South Carolina's governor says that he is trying to block these door-to-door efforts, and they're trying to put a stop to this. They do not want the government going door-to-door in the state of South Carolina, inviting people to take the China virus vaccine. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, says, "Well, wait a second, that's a problem." She accused the governor of wanting to kill people. Quote, "The failure to provide accurate public health information, including the efficiency of vaccines and the accessibility of them to people across the country, is literally killing people." And that's the argument now. And this is why Fox News is caving, is because they've been out there accusing Fox News Channel of killing people. You know what? We are all grown adults here. We don't have to rely on the government. We don't have to rely on CNN or even Fox News Channel to determine what we should and should not do with our lives. And again, I want somebody to explain to me and explain to the rest of the nation, how is it that five fully vaccinated Democrats suddenly came down with the China virus? How is that possible? Because if the average American would be sitting back and saying to themselves, well, wait a second, I've got to get what, one, two vaccines now, maybe three vaccine shots? And you're telling me even after all of that, I still have to get another vaccine, or I'm still going to get the disease? Meanwhile, in Las Vegas and Los Angeles County, they are re-implementing mandatory mask policies, even if you have been vaccinated. And you know that's got to be irritating the Hollywood crowd, because most of those folks have spent, what, $50,000, $100,000 on the plastic surgery with the new fake lips and the noses, and now they got to cover all that up again? Nobody wants that. As a matter of fact, the sheriff of Los Angeles County says he will not comply. And that's what it's going to take, folks. This is a states' rights issue. That's what this is, states' rights. Does the government have the right to come into your state, come into your town, your neighborhood, and tell you you've got to get the vaccine? Now, according to FoxNews.com, and you can take this reporting for what it's worth, but I want to read this to you. One health professional said the only point of this is to help dispel information. That's the only thing they're trying to do. We're not confrontational. One volunteer said, it's not like you have to get the shot. Now, I'd like to know who's administering the shots, because we know that this is all about leftist causes. We know from a report from our radio affiliate, The Talk Station in Morehead City, that the people that are administering these vaccines and that are going door to door are radical leftists. So there's a lot more to this story, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, don't answer the door. Somebody's knocking and they've got a big old needle. Just lock the door and maybe let the dog outside. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. What would you do if they come knocking on your door, America? We'll be right back. If you're like most of us, you're worried about the growing power of big tech and their use of artificial intelligence. They control what we're allowed to say and what we're allowed to see. They're using that power to silence conservative politicians and churches. What's going to happen as their artificial intelligence gains even more power? Well, it's already happening, and you know it. Big tech's AIs are looking over your shoulder right now. And if you say the wrong thing, they can silence you or label you as an extremist. And it's getting worse. We have to ask ourselves, where does it end? Terms of Service, the stunning new Orwellian science fiction novel by AI pioneer Craig W. Stanfill, provides one possible answer. Terms of Service is a fascinating and engaging book that will alert you to these very real dangers to our freedom. Whoever controls the AIs controls the world. Do you care about your freedom? Then read Terms of Service. Go to Amazon.com right now and search for Terms of Service. Or go to www.craigwstanfill.com to learn more. You know, folks, now more than ever, it is so important to support companies and organizations that share our values. And I want you to know something. We have a lot of brand new sponsors to this show, and I hope that you do business with these folks. Thanks to them, we're able to come on the air and broadcast with you and have conversations with you every single day. And best of all, I use all of these products, and they are tremendous, and they're just good people, good American patriots. And that's why I want to tell you about Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, they actually do something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And get this, they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. I mean, big time dollars, folks. It's just a blessing. All you need to do is switch to Patriot Mobile right now, and you're going to get 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock with a one-year commitment. Either way, you're going to get free premium activation, and switching is super easy. All you have to do, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team. That's right, folks, right here in America. You can call them at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. All right, let's go to the phones, the Patriot Mobile phone lines. Brad in Union City, Tennessee. What's on your mind today, Brad?
Yes, good morning, Todd. I've got a response to your, I have a theory to your request of why these five Democrats, vaccinated Democrats, came down with the COVID. And
I am all ears.
And this is a rock solid theory. We all know that Democrats lie. And these Democrats lied when they said they got the vaccination.
Now, this is interesting. So, Brad, you don't think these guys actually got the vaccine in the first place?
Well, I'm not taking it, and I'm not the brightest bulb in the box. I think there's probably some Democrats. There might be a few Democrats also that aren't taking it for the same reason.
In other words, they may be Democrats, but they're not stupid. They can see the reports the rest of us are seeing.
You got that, yeah.
All right, Brad, I like that theory. Folks, what do you think about Brad from Union City, Tennessee? He suspects the Democrats in Texas never even got the vaccine. Let's go to Dino listening to us on Nuga Radio, Chattanooga, Tennessee. All right, Dino, what's going on?
I'm just having a privilege of talking to the EFO and the reality. Jesus God, what are we going to do? You know, these people... You know, if I go to your house, I'm not going to go to your house and just knock on your door if I don't know you. I would make an appointment. send you a flyer. You know, if we don't, I wish we had more people that would listen to you guys. What are these people doing? Look at inflation. The stock market dropped to almost 800 today. This country is all in a handbasket, and we have to do something. And thank God we have people like you and your beautiful Grace. I said, oh, how was your honeymoon? It wasn't my honeymoon. She's such a doll. But my point is, it's getting out of hand, and these people stick together. You know, why don't we have an Italian Lives Matter? Because who's going to make the pizzas if we go, you know?
Well, that's a fair point, Dino, and I will say, That has been one of the disappointing things about moving out of New York City. It's hard to get a good slice down below the Mason-Dixon line, if you know what I mean, Dino.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's just, but here's the deal. Like LGBT, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, those people, you know, God bless them, they stick together. And I've come up with a solution. They're like vegetarians. It looks like, you know, a beef burger, tastes like a beef burger. But it isn't. And by the way, it's Mom and Dad, not Tom and Brad. God bless you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Dino. Thanks for the call there. Look, it's, I mean, just think about this for a moment. Just process this, folks. The government literally is sending people door to door. I won't even buy. Remember when they used to drop by and they used to try to sell you the vacuum cleaners and the Tupperware and the Encyclopedia Britannicas? Remember that? They used to be door to door salesmen. Now they literally think that you're going to open up your door and take a poke in the buttocks because the government tells you to. And by the way, we have video over at ToddStearns.com. These people are not just casually knocking. They are ignoring signs on doors, and they are pestering you, bullying you until you open up the door, and then they ask you all these questions. And we have some great video of a patriot out in California who literally ran people away. Said, "No, you're not. Get out of here. We don't know who you are. You're not welcome here. Go away." By the way, Joe Biden, just a few moments ago, now changing his tune a little bit. He's not blaming Facebook for killing people. Now he's blaming you. Take a listen.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking it personally, that somehow I'm saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation, the outrageous misinformation about the vaccine. That's what I meant.
So Biden is doubling down here, and they're talking about these 12 individuals. Do you understand what the Biden administration is admitting they are doing right here, folks? They are admitting that they are monitoring your social media pages. They're the ones that are ultimately responsible for Facebook and Instagram and Twitter shutting you down. Now, my question is, who are these 12 individuals? How are they identified? And what exactly is the Biden administration doing? How much resource have they provided to monitor all of these people? And how do we know they're not even monitoring more Americans? You see, they're just going to limit it at 12? I don't think so. All right, let's go to the state of Texas. Benjamin. All right, Benjamin, what's on your mind?
I'd like to tell you that if somebody tried to stick a needle in my skin, they're going to get some lead in theirs first.
Oh, my. So not only are they not welcome, but if they come at you with a needle, you're going to defend yourself.
That's right.
Well, that's right. Well,
use my Second Amendment.
Well, look, I mean, you've got to be cordial with the, you know, I mean, it's the Christian thing to do, the neighborly thing to do, to open up the door and say howdy do. But if somebody's coming at you with a needle instead of a handshake, well, what do you do there? All right, Benjamin, thanks for the call there. That's what is it? You extend the right hand of Christian fellowship and then you say howdy do to Smith and Wesson. I don't know. Grace Baker, you had a fan there from Dino and Nuga Radio.
Oh yeah, we talk about my dog every time he calls in.
Well, that's nice.
Yes.
And you were on vacation, so you had a good vacation?
Yeah, I went down to the lake in Alabama. It was really nice.
Oh, that's nice. What lake do you guys normally frequent down
Smith
there?
Lake. It's huge. It's beautiful.
Well, I can tell that you engaged in facial nudity because, you know, you're tan all over the face.
I do have some sun. I got a little burnt, but it's okay.
Did you take Merlot out?
No, it was in a dog-friendly cabin, but I told my parents next year, I was like, it's got to be dog-friendly to be big enough.
So you were out, and we received a huge package from one of our listeners in Georgia, and I believe she listens to us on WDUN.
Yes, Miss Carolyn. It was like in a giant heart-shaped like metal container.
Like you would get chocolate candies.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, somebody sent me chocolates. Well, I opened it up, and I'll post a photo on the live show blog of it. It's like a wooden sign that has a Dalmatian carved into it, and it says, I love my Dalmatian. And Miss Carolyn wrote me a really nice letter and included some treats for Merlot.
Is that right?
The sweetest thing. Made my Monday.
Well, that's fantastic. The dog has really become a celebrity.
Yes, she has. People recognize her before they recognize me any day.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, Miss Carolyn. Very kind.
Yes, thank you.
We do have great listeners.
Oh, I know. They're the sweetest.
And by the way, I got a message. That reminds me. We've got to take a break here, but I got a message from, remember Debbie? Debbie the Goat Lady.
Yes.
So she has been off the grid,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to read a lot. She sent me a lovely note. But she's been going through a difficult time, and I want to share this with you, mainly because we all need to offer up our prayers as a radio community for Miss Debbie. GoatsLive.com is her website, and we've had some fun with this in the past. Miss Debbie would call in, and we would check to see how the goats are doing. It's very relaxing watching these goats living out their life in Florida. But she said, "Hi, Todd. Sorry, I have not called in for a long time. My brother passed away in December, and my 91-year-old father became ill, and he passed away in February. And she also has an elderly mother that she has to take care of, and there's a lot going on there. But she wanted to let us know that's why she hasn't called. Last week, by the way, she did want to weigh in on the mac and cheese ice cream story. We were talking about how they were coming out with mac and cheese ice cream. And she says that she would love to see banana and peanut butter cup ice cream. That would be a good combo. But mac and cheese ice cream, yuck. All caps, yuck. So I agree. She says, anyway, it's nice to hear you, Grace, and Avery again. Hope you have all been well. God bless Debbie, a.k.a. the Goat Lady. So Debbie, we're thinking about you. We're praying for you. And I know if nothing else, if our show does not cheer you up, just hang out with those goats that you've got there. And I'm sure they'll give you a good picker-upper. Any day of the week. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Did you know that 80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is from overseas? Did you know that, folks? I was stunned when I found out that news. And this is why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product is 100% American. When you buy your steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, you're not only getting amazing meat, you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled the U.S. They've met with the farmers who raise the livestock to ensure their product they're sending to your table is the very best. Now, folks, the steaks are always USDA choice and prime, and their chicken is 100% natural with no antibiotics, no hormones. It's better than organic. Plus, all the products are individually wrapped, and that eliminates all the waste. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe, and if you do, to any of their packages, you are going to save 20% with every purchase, letting you get steakhouse quality for less than $5 a meal. It's a great deal, folks. So stop playing the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from and support American farmers. Go to goodranchers.com/Todd or use the promo code Todd and get $20 off plus free express shipping. It's goodranchers.com/Todd. Use the promo code Todd.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
I don't know if you guys have this problem, but I've noticed that when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. And there's a reason for that. They feel too soft and too lotion-y, the ones you buy in the stores. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible, and best of all, they're made right here in the USA. And all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, you're going to be able to get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100, but not today, thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new Radio Listener Specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS. You know, I just always love this particular bumper music. It just reminds me that we've got the Todd Stearns Radio Show house band out on the front porch of our broadcast center, sitting in the rocking chairs, just picking and a grinning out there. So, anyway, good to have you with us today. Hope you're doing it. Can I just tell you, I did not have a great weekend. I had an okay weekend. Went Saturday morning. One of our anchors at KWAM, Ben Dieter is his name, and we'll get him on the show one of these days. He's brand new to Memphis from Pittsburgh, and we sent him. He was a celebrity judge at the Mid-South Great Tomato Contest, and he had to sample, I don't know, 70, 80, 100 different kinds of tomatoes on Saturday. So I went there. And it was pretty impressive. I've never seen a 4-pound tomato before, but by golly, they had one. Wasn't exactly a looker, but it was 4 pounds of tomato. But anyway, I got a migraine, and I tell you, that thing, it hit me Saturday afternoon, and it knocked me out until early this morning. So it is good to be back among the living. So I don't know what happened Sunday. I hope everything went well for everybody, but I was out of it. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Keith listening to us on the live stream today from Florida. Hi, Keith, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. It's getting harder to live the dream every day during a nightmare. On this issue with the Facebook, I was brought up never to underestimate your enemies or in battle. And if you stand back and look at this, nobody's talked about this. Why did they do this in the first place? Because Facebook was already doing what they're demanding them to do. And as an ulterior motive, I believe, besides blame, they might be floating this out there to see what they can do during the 2022 campaigns and misinformation.
Now, Keith, this is an interesting thought you're on here, and you're right. There's more to this than just the China virus. There's something else going on here. And keep in mind that was the reason they used to take down President Trump off of Facebook and Twitter, was the misinformation. It was a matter of national safety. And that's the same argument they're using now for the China virus crackdown on misinformation. And it's not out of the realm of possibility that they could do that by targeting specific Republican candidates.
Well, when a government starts calling opinions and questions and information misinformation in their opinion and bans it, that's pretty much book burning. We're pretty far along. I think one of the number one thing conservatives could do to help save this country is make education and indoctrination their number one issue. Everything's so far ahead right now. We got to leave an education system for these children to try to get back to where we were.
Keith, you are so right about this. I mean, that is the issue. Everything goes back to what's happening in that public school classroom. And unfortunately, it's not a sexy topic for a lot of these lawmakers out there. And I don't know why, but this is where the change is happening. And if we do not fix what's happening in the classroom, we're never going to be able to fix what's wrong with America, what's broken with America. Keith, got to run. Great call, though. And folks, I'm curious to know your thoughts about this. Keith seems to think there is more to this, that maybe they will try to use this to shut down conservatives leading up to the 2022 presidential, or rather midterm elections, and then into 2024. I think he's onto something here. This is nothing more than a direct attack on free speech. That's all this is, folks. This is a direct attack on your right to free speech. Now, I'm going to encourage you to do something, and we're going to keep doing this every single day. It is imperative that we try to wean ourselves off of social media. It's going to take a long, long time, but eventually they're going to shut you down and you're not going to have anywhere else to go. So that's why we have created the Todd Starnes Show newsletter. You're getting news and information from us, directly from us. There's no go-between. So you're not going to be censored. We're not going to be censored. And it is a free subscription. All you got to do, go to our website, toddstarnes.com. You can see the subscribe button at the very top, and you'll be able to have that information. Another thing that we're working on, our team here, our digital team, we have one of the best in the business, and they are building a community for us on our website. So we'll be able to have the discussions. We'll be able to share information and get around those Facebook censors. So we're working hard to build that community. The first step for you is to sign up for that free newsletter. All right, folks, got to skedaddle here. When we come back, Turning Point USA and a conservative porn star, we're going to tell you what that story is all about. It's going to blow your mind. Hey, Mike Huckabee also coming up. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. What an honor to have you with us today. A lot going on. A couple of breaking news items to bring to your attention before we head over to the Patriot Mobile newsmaker line. The Speaker of the House in Georgia, a guy by the name of David Ralston, who is, he's a conservative Republican. I wouldn't say he's a rip-roaring, you know, Trump conservative. But Speaker Ralston has called for an independent investigation into the 2020 presidential election in Fulton County, Georgia. In other words, this is a huge deal, ladies and gentlemen, or as our former president would say, huge, huge deal. Speaker Ralston making the demand in a letter Thursday to Fulton County Election Director Richard Barron, calling for the Georgia Bureau of Investigation to get involved to determine if any irregularities or willful fraud occurred. So the speaker, looking at all of these media reports that have been coming out in recent days and saying they warrant further investigation. And he says it is time that we have an independent investigation once and for all of the way in which Fulton County conducted, counted, and audited the November 2020 presidential election. I am very curious to know from our listeners in Georgia whether you think this is a good idea. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Meanwhile, we've been telling you for, well, since the show started, that elections have consequences. And they do. And the Democrats have voted to abolish the Hyde Amendment protections in the Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education Appropriations Bill. This is a big deal because now, ladies and gentlemen, barring some sort of a miracle, your tax dollars will begin funding abortions. Well, to help us figure out what's going on here from the great state of Maryland, Congressman Andy Harris. Congressman, good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Todd.
So, I mean, you hate to say it, but it really is that simple. Elections do have consequences, Congressman.
That is true. And we suspected that, you know, if President Trump lost this election and we lost the House and the Senate, that an attempt would be made to make taxpayers pay for abortions.
Is there anything, are there any legislative tricks, any loopholes, anything that you guys can do on the Republican side to stop this from happening?
Well, certainly not in the House of Representatives, but fortunately in the Senate, since this was attached to an appropriations bill, the Hyde Amendment is normally on an appropriations bill. The threshold to pass an appropriations bill is 60 in the Senate, and Mitch McConnell has said, I think, and I think he's going to be true to his word, that no appropriations bill is going to get through the Senate that does not have a Hyde Amendment attached to it.
Well, I'm glad to hear Mitch McConnell say that, and we just have to hope and pray the Republicans, people like the Mitt Romneys of the world and Lisa Murkowski's will stick with the party here and not side with the Democrats.
Well, it would be a pretty radical position to take for any Republican to insist that taxpayers pay for abortion. You know, it's one thing to be, again, you know, the Lisa Murkowski's of the world who will vote occasionally pro-abortion. But I think on taxpayer funding, I think that's a bridge too far. I think no Republican should be voting for it. In fact, in the House, in the committee, we actually had one Democrat vote with us to restore the Hyde Amendment.
Is that right?
That's right. Mr. Cuellar from Texas voted. And again, you know, that's the responsible thing to do. Almost 60% of Americans believe who have an opinion believe that that taxpayers should not be funding abortion. So I think it's a pretty clear choice that we should have a Hyde Amendment. We should protect taxpayers from paying for abortion. And I think that, you know, and I hope Mitch McConnell stays true to his word on this.
Meanwhile, I think they're exposing themselves. The Democrats are exposing themselves for the radical leftist they are. You know, Joe Biden campaigned as a moderate, you know, friendly Uncle Joe, Bill Clinton style Democrat, when in fact this guy is running the White House and the Democrats in Congress are running the party as if they are far leftist.
That's absolutely right. And on this issue, it's a real shame because in the 1990s, Joe Biden actually, we read it during the committee, a letter from Joe Biden to one of his constituents about how he was pro-life and, you know, he would never support taxpayer funding for abortion. But I guess when time comes to try to be elected president, you know, you can change your mind on that.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Andy Harris from Maryland. Congressman, we're also watching developments at the White House. President Biden, a few moments ago, said, you know, he pulled back from blaming Facebook for killing people with misinformation. Now he's blaming it on Facebook users. Where do you think all this is going? I see this as a direct assault on free speech.
It absolutely is. You know, I'm a physician, and I've been watching what's going on with some of the misinformation that the administration has been spreading about the COVID and the COVID vaccine. You know, the fact of the matter is that this administration just wants to have only its storyline told, and you know, that's what I expect in Cuba, that's what I expect in North Korea, but it's certainly not what I expect in the United States.
How do you explain as a doctor, and I'm not sure you can explain, but I'm curious. So we were talking about this in the last segment. So you've got these five Texas Democrats among the bunch that fled the state and went to Washington. They had been fully vaccinated, and now the reports are that they have tested positive for the China virus. Some people speculated, well, maybe they didn't get the vaccine to begin with. How do you explain that, though? I mean, it seems to defeat the purpose of having a vaccine if you're going to get the virus anyway.
Well, you know, it all depends, Todd, on how you define, quote, getting the virus. So, for instance, you know, the tests that they have are very, very sensitive. You know, obviously the vaccine does not stop the virus from getting into your nose, from beginning to multiply. What it does stop is it stops a severe infection. So it's possible that they have some of that, again, the Delta variant circulating in their nose. It's multiplying a little, but their body is stopping them from getting a serious infection. So it's a vast oversimplification to say that, you need to get this vaccine in order to prevent, getting the Delta variant. And in fact, you can get it, but you probably won't get a symptomatic infection. I suspect most of them are asymptomatic infections.
Yeah, in Fox News reporting in Mecklenburg County, which is Charlotte, North Carolina, they're calling it doses to doors. So I guess they're going door to door and offering to give people the vaccine right there at their home. As a doctor, is that a good idea?
Well, look, I certainly think it violates privacy to knock on someone's door and ask them if they have a vaccine. Now, you wouldn't knock them on the knock on the door and ask them if they have diabetes or if they have hypertension. Why would you knock on their door and ask them if they've had the vaccine? Look, the vaccine is available to anybody who wants it. At some point, it's coercion. It's the government sending an agent to your door to try to convince you to take this vaccine. And the fact of the matter is we are at herd immunity now. It's pretty clear that our infection rate is not anywhere near as high as it is in countries that don't have as high a vaccination rate. So at this point, we should be vaccinating high-risk individuals if they want it, but we shouldn't be forcing low-risk individuals like teenagers or like college students to take this vaccine if they don't want it.
And how about the – you got to applaud the sheriff there in Los Angeles County who is not going to enforce these new mask mandates. Good for him.
Absolutely. It is it's completely unclear. The Los Angeles County mask mandate contradicts even what the CDC says, which is that if you've had the vaccine, you don't really need to wear a mask. Well, they're saying, well, you know, you have to wear a mask because we don't know if you've had the vaccine. Well, look, at some point you actually have to trust people. And that's the trouble. This government, big government doesn't trust people. It spies on people. And I think Americans resent that at some point.
Congressman, look, great, great advice and great words of wisdom. And we really appreciate your comments coming from as a medical expert here, a physician. We really appreciate that. And again, I think people just need to consult with their doctor and not the government. That's been our recommendation on this radio program.
That's absolutely right. The government is not in charge of your health care. They'd like to be in charge of your health care, but they're not. It's actually you and your physician. And we've had cases in Maryland where, you know, someone wanting to go to the University of Maryland, his physician actually said you should not get this because you had a bad reaction to a previous vaccine. And the university at first said, we don't really care. You have to get it. Fortunately, we got them to back down on that. But this is the government run amok, and you don't want the government in charge of your health care, and COVID is proving exactly why you don't.
Well said. All right, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. We really appreciate your words, and I look forward to getting you back on the show.
Thank you.
All right, that's Congressman Andy Harris, ladies and gentlemen. First time on the program. I like this guy. He is a doctor, and he offers some pretty sane and common sense advice when it comes to this China virus vaccine. As he said, somebody comes to your door, knocking on your door, and says, hey, do you have diabetes? You're going to tell the person to go take a fly and flip. That's none of their business. You don't know who these people are, especially if in North Carolina you people are dealing with radical leftists who are going door to door now, armed with clipboards and needles, and they're getting all your personal information and your health information, and they're telling you to drop your pants and take a poke in the behind. That is not American. It's disgusting. That's what it is. All right. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
You know, one more thing about this this China virus mess. Joe Biden, he's saying that, you know, if that the people who spread vaccine misinformation should look in the mirror. What about this guy? The Democrats were saying all along that they weren't going to take any vaccine, that President Trump was responsible for the whole nine yards. The whole nine yards. Look in the mirror, Mr. President. Look in the mirror. Also, following some breaking news from the border, and we're working on getting some audio, and guys, just let me know when we get that. Del Rio, Texas, there's apparently a massive group of illegals, and they are trying to breach a border gate right now. And the Border Patrol, there's a lot of shoving back and forth. We are working on getting the audio for you, and when we get that, we'll bring it to you. But there's some sort of there's something going on with a massive number of illegals trying to invade our border. And it just seems to me, and again, the numbers, the people I'm looking at, first of all, do not look like they're from Mexico or Guatemala. They look, I'm just telling you, I'm not sure where these folks are from. But okay, we do have the audio. All right, let's take a listen real quick.
To you. I can tell you in my six trips to the border, this is the biggest single group I've ever seen come up to the border. This was a group of about 300. Take a look at this. It's mostly Haitians. There's about 160 of them left right here. But what they've done is they've come right up to the border wall here in Del Rio, this border gate, and they're basically demanding to be let into the United States. You can see it's a lot of adult men, some single families, some unaccompanied children here. And what's been happening is about 20 minutes ago, Border Patrol led about 150 of them through, mostly family units. They were opening this gate little by little, and then people would try to cram through and come into the United States. Two Border Patrol buses have already taken about 160 folks away. One EMT had to be called out because a migrant was suffering from the heat here. But about 20 minutes ago, this was a little bit more hectic, where people were literally shoving themselves through the gate, trying to come into the United States here. We have Florida State Troopers. We have Nebraska State Troopers. We have Florida State Troopers here. We've been talking about that outside help that's been coming to Texas. This is why they need the boots on the ground. And what we've been told is Border Patrol doesn't know what to do with these folks. Their processing centers here are already completely over capacity. Their facility in Dallas is also over capacity. So when you have a group of between 300 to 500, which is what they're estimating with this, they don't physically have the space to put these people anywhere. So what you have here are people who are now just having to wait at this gate. Some of them got here at 3 o'clock this morning. You can see more are coming down from the Rio Grande. Brian, if we can pan up towards that trail up there, down there is where the Rio Grande is. That's where they cross, and that's where they walk up to the border. You can see more of them are coming from down that way. More of them are waiting in the shade there. But what we have here is just this massive group of migrants wanting to be let into the United States.
Okay, let me explain what to do here, since clearly nobody, you heard the reporters say, nobody knows what to do. Here's what you do. Secure the damn border. How hard is that? You've got state troopers down there. You have Border Patrol agents. Secure the border. Do not let the illegals onto American soil. How difficult is that for people to understand? It just overwhelms me. This is outrageous. You're talking about what? They set up to 500 people? All right, that's like a company of soldiers here. All right, we are being invaded, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Tina, listening to us on WDUN in the beautiful state of Georgia. All right, Tina, what's on your mind today?
Well, hey, Todd. Isn't it funny that nobody is talking about all the illegals coming across that are probably carrying COVID and they're being shipped into all of our interior?
Beautiful question. Tina, this is the question of the day. Yes, you are absolutely right. How many of these people that they let through have had the China virus test? Go ahead, Tina.
Exactly. I'm going to hang up and listen to you now.
No. I interrupted you, Tina, but this is a brilliant question and one that nobody dares to ask except you, because you are a great patriot.
Well, I'm over it. I'm so sick of this government. I'm so sick of what they're doing to this country. It makes me ill. And they're just, nobody's asking the common sense questions, it seems like.
You know what, Tina? Let's send all these leftist volunteers armed with the syringes and the needles, wanting to drop our pants on the front porch and take a poke in the behind. Let's send them down to the border and tell all of the illegals drop their pants so they can get a poke in the behind.
I agree 100%.
I am fired up now, Tina. Jeez, Lou. By the way, Tina, we're going to be coming to Gainesville, Georgia next week, the 29th. We're going to be doing a big book signing and event at Smokehouse Barbecue. Would love for you to drop by and say hello.
I will try to do that. I will try.
All right. It's 3 to 5 o'clock, I believe, ladies and gentlemen. Do not hold me to that. Go to the WDUN website, and they'll have all the details there. Then the following day, next Friday, WHKP listeners, we're coming to your town as well. We're going to be doing a book signing at the radio station. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then next Saturday, we're going to be at the Billy Graham Library, and we would just be so honored for you to come out and join us at that very special event. The book signing is for our daily biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. But Tina raises probably the finest question of the day, folks. Why is it that they're not down there testing all of these people for the China virus vaccine? You just heard the Fox reporter say that he witnessed the Border Patrol agents letting in a couple of hundred of these people. Were any of those people tested? Do any of those people have their papers? I don't think so. It's a big, big joke. That's what it is. And fortunately, our listeners, you guys are smart enough to see through all of this. Unbelievable. All right, what's your advice? You got the border under siege right now. They don't know what to do. I've offered my suggestion. What would you suggest the Border Patrol agents do? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right, Grace, I've got to ask you about this story from Tampa, Florida. Now, you were really active in Young America's Foundation back when you were in college.
Oh, yeah, I was the president of my local chapter.
Is it fair to say that there, I wouldn't say there's competition, but there were two major college groups. One is Turning Point USA, and the other is YAF, Young America's Foundation.
It's kind of like what you were saying earlier with the Daily Wire and ToddStarnes.com. It's like y'all stand for the same thing, but you're still competitors with each other.
Yes.
Same concept.
But let's be honest. I've heard that it's a pretty ugly... I mean, the two organizations are not pals.
No.
They don't go drink iced tea after work.
No, I don't feel like they do either.
So... Turning Point USA, that's the one that's led by Charlie Kirk.
Yep.
And there's some weird stuff going on with Turning Point USA. And I've heard stories.
I've heard the stories.
You've heard the stories?
Of course I have.
All right.
We haven't.
And we haven't talked about those stories, about
not
what happens
really
at these Turning Point USA conferences. Wow.
Can I just sum it up and say that Turning Point USA is like the Greek life of the conservative world?
Jesse Waters at Fox News once put it like this: YAF is where you go to learn, Turning Point is where you go to party.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty fair, and Jesse was saying that to promote Turning Point, right? So, I mean, it is what it is. I
hope there weren't parents listening to that.
Well, there weren't, because, you know, at YAF, when they have a teenage conference, and I've spoken at the teen conference once before, and I was really impressed because they had moms and dads there. So the kids are required to have some sort of a parent.
Sure.
Go along. At Turning Point, no parents.
It's a free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all. So you're literally sending your, 16-year-old kid to the Turning Point. You're sending him to the beach to party. All right. I mean, it is what it is.
Giving away stuff. I mean, just, it kind of reminds me of the giant church camps, like the mega churches, where they're like basically bribing the kids with like, we're giving away a free Xbox if you memorize the Bible verse.
Remember they had the sponsors last year. There's a lot of controversy because they had the Bang Girls is what they call
Bang
them.
Bang Energy Drink,
Bang
right?
Energy Drink, but they call them the Bang Girls.
Yeah.
And they come out and they're in these skimpy outfits and they've got these huge cannons.
Yes.
And no, that's not a euphemism. They're actual cannons. And they're firing dollar bills into the crowd. Oh, it may have been $5 bills. I don't know. But they're firing money into the crowd of teenage boys as part of their big promotional giveaway. And, of course, Turning Point USA said, well, we didn't know anything about this. We didn't know that they were going to do this.
Okay. Sure.
Seems to me that once you saw the scantily clad women with, you know, armed with cannons backstage, that should have been a warning that something was about to go down.
They were shooting something out of it, and it wasn't knowledge.
I wrote about this at the time, and I caught you-know-what from a lot of conservatives. How dare you criticize Turning Point USA? They're just having good, wholesome fun.
I don't know about wholesome.
It reminded me of, like, Vegas.
Yes.
And not that I've been to a strip club, but it had that vibe.
You've seen, like, the movies.
I've seen the movies. I've seen Goodfellas. I know.
I have not, but okay.
I'm just telling you. So, and then a couple of years back, you had the big Tommy Lahren story where she talked about being pro-choice and it's okay to be a conservative. You can be a conservative and be pro-choice. I don't think you can. But anyway, I'm not going to get into that conversation. But there were students that actually stood up at the conference and wanted to rebut that, and they were censored. The storyline was Turning Point USA would not allow pro-life students to rebut what Tommy Lahren was saying about being pro-choice. I will say this about YAF, and I've spoken at a number of their events, and one of the more interesting things that YAF does, and they require this of their speakers, is that after you give your remarks, you have to agree to take questions from the crowd. And I'm telling you, Grace, I love it, but you never know what's coming.
Oh yeah, no, we've had some interesting questions, and it's there's no prep. It's not like a Joe Biden press conference. Here's the questions, like you have no idea.
I never know what's coming, and I love it that way. You know, so the kids know, the students know, they're getting a true opinion.
Yes.
You know, they're not being censored.
No.
Nobody's asking to see their questions. It is what it is.
They say just keep it clean and go to your point. That's it. Just like on call screening.
I do try to prepare for those events, though. So if, in case, you know, somebody, because, you know, a lot of the kids are mischievous.
Oh,
you know, they like to kind of throw you for a loop. And so I'll always, if they ask a lefty question, I'll just ask them, what are you, like an MSNBC fan? What's wrong with you? Does your mother know you asked that question?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she does, because she's sitting in the back.
That's true. Mom, come and take care of this. No. But we love, but again, it's just really good interaction. The students are learning something. I think the speakers learn something, too. You get a pretty good vibe of where the kids are coming from, and it's just a good environment. But again, it's, what is the point? Is it to really raise up, you know, A, you do have a lot of fun at YAF.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not, like, you know, partying in the jacuzzi at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Drinking Shirley Temples. I mean, just saying. Or worse. Yes. Again, I've heard the stories. So that brings me to what happened over the weekend. If only the camera was on Grace Baker.
I know. I'm like, they don't get to see my facial expression.
So here's the headline from this weekend. Porn star Brandi Love. Obtained
name.
A VIP ticket to Turning Point USA's teenage conference over the weekend in Tampa, Florida. Miss Love is a conservative porn star. So she, I guess she's a fiscal conservative.
So wait, is she speaking at this thing?
No. Oh. She was not speaking. Now, this is where it gets ugly, because the mainstream media, they love to twist the story.
Of course.
So here's what happened. You can buy, if you go to Turning Point USA, you can buy these VIP packages.
Sure.
For like $500. So Miss Love, I don't know if that's her real name, but her stage name, Miss Love, purchased a ticket, a VIP ticket, and off she went. So when word leaked out, and I guess some of the, you know, there's a lot of controversy always surrounding Turning Point and these far, far right folks, and they found out she was there, and all you-know-what broke loose on social media.
Oh, my gosh.
And so Turning Point, in response to this, revoked her credentials. So she paid cash. I mean, it's, you know, she was fairly well clothed. I mean, let me put it this way. She was more clothed than some of the people we saw at CPAC.
Oh, wow.
I'm just telling you. I'm just being honest here. I mean, she may be a porn star, but at least she was clothed.
That's fair.
For what it's a low bar. A low bar. And she wasn't shooting money into the air with cannons. I guess that's a good thing, too. Anyway, so now everybody's upset about Turning Point USA. Ben Domenech, who is the head of what, the Federalist, and is married to Meghan McCain of The View. He is a Fox News contributor. And he is actually defending Ms. Love. So what happened was, Turning Point USA, in response to all the controversy, kicked the porn star out of the conference. She was not scheduled to be on stage. She was there as a guest. And just like anybody else. And so she had to leave. Now she is accusing Turning Point USA of being a religious cult. Let me stop right there. Based on the stories I've heard, not even close. Not even close.
No. I mean, it's amusing that this happened to me. It's just more amusing. I mean, I don't think technically they should have, like, she wasn't, like you said, scheduled to speak. She paid for a ticket. Why can't she go and just attend, right? But, you know, oh my word, once word got out about that, all those teenage boys, it would have been a mess.
48 years old, so she's, I don't know the average age of a porn star in America, but that would, to me, that would be on the, you know, getting close to retirement years, I guess.
Watch those Cougars.
Maybe, I don't, what? She posted, so she's posting, she's making, I mean, she is all in on this.
I was going to say, she's making money off of it, I guarantee you.
As a matter of fact, she's selling t-shirts now saying that she triggered Charlie Kirk.
That's kind of funny.
But Ben Domenech over at, now this is where it's interesting. So the Fox News contributor, Ben Domenech, did I mention that he's a Fox News contributor?
Yeah, I think he did.
So he is defending the porn star. And he says, who do you people think you are out there? He says, we need a big tent Republican Party. And all of you people who have a problem out there with a porn star cavorting about with children, you people are prudes. So he told people, stop being prudes.
Dang.
Okay, I mean, yeah, Reagan said we need a big tent party, but I don't think we need strippers on the tent pole. I mean, maybe I'm mistaken here.
I mean, again, this is a conference mainly for teenagers.
For teenagers!
That's my thing, right? Like, if she had been, like, going to CPAC, that would be like, okay, it's a lot of adults there, right? But it's like, this, why are you wanting to go to that in the first place and buy the VIP package?
People are exploding on social media. I've never seen anything like this. And it seems to me that this is a pretty easy one here. You're talking about teenagers.
Yes.
All right? And you're talking about unsupervised teenagers. Now, I will say this, and this might be controversial, but Turning Point USA, Grace, in my estimation, is more than welcome to bring or invite whoever they want to invite. And in this case, it wasn't even an invitation.
No.
She paid for a ticket.
That's it.
To get in there. Now, if she was causing a scene, and you know how some of these people do.
Yeah.
I saw it there at CPAC. You know, there are people there that want to try to get their 15 minutes worth of fame. Now, that's another problem, and that's another issue. But it seems to me, if Turning Point USA wants to invite pro-abortion people on their stage, if they want to invite scantily clad women armed with cannons shooting, you know, dollar bills out to 15 or 16-year-old boys, and if they want to have porn stars, you know, milling about, that's their business. But I can tell you that's not what happens at a YAF conference.
Not even close.
Not even close. That seriously, it's beyond me what's going on with Turning Point USA. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Here's the headline from from Newsweek. Conservative porn star Brandi Love banned from Turning Point USA event. So now people are thinking about this. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Those wholesome children over at Turning Point USA. They told the porn star to hit the road.
Not exactly.
That's not exactly how it went down. But anyway, thesun.com, and they've got, by the way, there's a picture of the porn star posing in front of the Fox Nation logo. Did I mention that Ben Domenech is a Fox News contributor? Did I did not? I did. Here we go. More mainstream conservative figures and student activists voiced their outrage at Turning Point Online. Right-wing writer, I love how they do these right-wing writers. Conservative writer Alex Sears fumed, absolutely blanking speechless that conservative TPUSA has invited an actual porn star to a conference that minors attend. Okay, let me, again, they did not invite her. She paid, she bought a ticket, a VIP ticket. Within hours, Love received a notification informing her that she was no longer welcome at the multi-day event. Oh, it's still underway.
Oh, yeah.
Quote, we regret to inform you your invitation has been revoked. Jeez, Alute. The decision is final. This revocation does not impact application to future events. Well, that's good. So the porn star could apply to attend another TPUSA event.
Might not go that well, though.
Miss Love is responding. I was not there representing my profession. I was there as a citizen to be around other conservatives. Now, as far as I can tell, in the photographs that she is clothed in, she does wrap herself in portions of the flag. Yes. Small portions.
Yes. Very small.
Teeny weeny portions. The entire opening was about liberty, anti-cancel culture, inclusion, and then they unfortunately practice the opposite. Now, this is entertaining because technically she was canceled.
I know. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's a really weird thing. I'm a little bewildered at this one.
It's good to be around so many young conservatives. Yes, that's the problem. As well.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's kind of creepy. It's just that it's geared toward, you know, teenagers that I find it weird.
So the Daily Caller's on the story. Love called her ejection from the event. Okay, can we pick another word, please? Love called her ejection from the event one of the more egregious examples of cancel culture. TPUSA literally opened the show talking about how we need to fight back against big tech censorship, cancel culture, the deterioration of our First Amendment, etc. Charlie Kirk literally talked about making sacrifices as outspoken conservatives. Something I've been for years at great risk and great loss. And then they expelled me. It's hard to make that up. It's a worst case example of cancel culture. And she goes on and on. I mean, I guess she has a point. I don't know. It's maybe our, maybe, you know what? We've got to take a break here, but maybe our listeners could weigh in on this. Should TPUSA have kicked the porn star out of the teen conference? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
So, Turning Point USA has now issued a statement. They say that the Student Action Summit is a youth conference with 15 and 16-year-olds in attendance. As a matter of policy, TPUSA does not allow adult entertainers, influencers, or brands to participate in its events designed for minors. Well, they mentioned minors a couple of times, didn't they? All right, well that's good for them. They say this was not a decision intended to be unkind to anyone, but in the interest of the student attendees in attendance and their thousands of concerned parents. In other words, a lot of moms and dads have been calling TPUSA to find out what the heck is going on out there. All I can say is this. If you are a parent and you send your kids to a TPUSA event, knowing what you know, I mean, it's all out there. I just don't understand what kind of a parent would do something like that. You know, send your kid unchaperoned down to Party Central. But you know what? That's on you, moms and dads. But still, I mean, as far as I can tell, based on the photographs, Grace, and I don't know what people are saying online, but the photograph she posted, I mean, she was clothed appropriately. I would not have imagined, oh, there goes a porn star.
No, I mean, she's just wearing like a normal kind of collared dress and tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks normal.
What are folks saying on the Facebook page?
Oh, well, Kevin says, Mama's going to need a lot of lemonade, whatever that
means. What does that mean?
I don't know.
In case Mama has the vapors, I don't know.
I don't know. And then Van says, make America great again, Brandy. We have room in the tent for you.
All right. Well, so there you go. Look, I mean, I don't have a problem with the politics at all. I mean, it's, you know, but pardon me, but the porn industry is not exactly, you know, scream conservative politics. I mean, it's just like the abortion. I don't see how you can be a conservative and be a supporter of abortion.
Yeah, that's a tough sell for me.
It's a big tough sell. But more importantly, I think people need to understand there is a difference between being a conservative and a libertarian. And when I look at TPUSA, I see libertarian in conservative clothing. Ooh. That's what I see. I'm just saying. So, all right, folks, got to take a break here. We will take your phone calls as well. Our good friend Governor Mike Huckabee coming up next. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
So I got an email the other day from one of our listeners, and she works in the Department of Veterans Affairs. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. And this woman said, Todd, I'm sending you this information. I'm sending you this email we received from Veterans Affairs, and I just want you to be aware of this. You please don't use my name. I'll get in trouble. But the Department of Veterans Affairs is now ordering its personnel, staff personnel, to become allies to the transgender community. And they're telling the Veterans Affairs workers that they need to start including their personal preferred pronouns on all email exchanges and correspondence. And they're telling them to update their LinkedIn profiles to also include this information about their preferred pronouns. They also provided a list of pronouns that are appropriate to use for now, because they say you could, the insinuation is there could be more pronouns coming down the list. He, her, z, zer, among some of the pronouns the Department of Veterans Affairs is recommending. But this listener said it's very concerning, and she wants to know, what right does the government have? What right does Veterans Affairs have to tell us who we should or should not ally with? And that's a terrific question. I mean, it really is. And it just seems to me that the Veterans Affairs Department ought to be more concerned about making sure our veterans and our military personnel receive the greatest health care on the face of this earth instead of dabbling in the politics of personal pronouns. Just my thought. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're very honored to have with us from the great state of Alabama, Senator Tommy Tuberville. Senator, good to have you with us today.
Todd, how are you? And welcome to politics. What you just read is amazing.
Can you believe that, Senator? It's just unbelievable.
We got to get politics. And I told the Department of Secretary of Defense the other day, our new Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, stay out of politics. You know, stay out of it. You know, our military is here to defend this country and our allies. And everybody wants to get in politics. And, you know, there's two biological genders, male and female. And, you know, they can separate it all they want, talk about it all they want. But at the end of the day, you know, the Veterans Affairs Committee is there to help our veterans. As you said, you know, it needs to be the best. You know, it is the largest healthcare system in the world, our veterans, the VA, and it is absolutely awful. There's some areas that are pretty decent, but most are not very organized. And we've had 18 veterans a day commit suicide, and that's continued to rise. It's just amazing that we can't get control of this, but it is, as you said earlier, it's about politics.
It is. It is. Senator, we wanted you to come on the program today to talk about a very important therapy that's being considered as a treatment option for veterans. It's the hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's called the HBOT Access Act, which is, as you said, hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And what this is, it's just pure oxygen. They get in these tubes, and it's used for, I think, 14 different diseases. The FDA has approved it. We have some veterans that have used it, and it's helped them with their, you know, PTSD or the traumatic brain injuries. I know we used some form of it when I was coaching with kids that had concussions, and it helped. So we're just looking for any possible way to help these veterans. So right now they can't use it for some reason. We need to be doing everything we can to help our vets. So the suicide rate's up. There's more veterans coming back with all these wars that we've had for the last 20 years. We have a problem, and we're going to have a huge problem going forward if we don't get control of this PTSD and this TBI.
And I think it's really important to acknowledge that the American Legion, Patriot Angels, all supporting this HBOT Access Act.
Exactly. We've got a lot of people on board with it. And again, this it might not help, but it has shown proof with other veterans that have used it and spent their own money that it's helped. And so last resort, you know, we have got to do something to help these veterans. They went out there and put their life on the line for their country and for all of us. We owe that to them with good health care. And I think at the end of the day, this HBOT access bill, I think it will go through if we can get it on the floor. A lot of people are for it. Even Secretary McDonnell, the head of the Armed Veterans Affairs Committee, is looking into it. So we'll see what happens, but we've got to help these young men and women, because there's a lot of them, and there's a lot of them very young.
No, you're absolutely right about that, Senator. And what can our listeners do? What should they be doing to help push this along?
Well, you know, the big thing is we've got to get it on the floor. You know, right now, being a minority in the Senate with Senator Schumer, everything we throw out there just stays in a box, and it doesn't get on the floor. But I think that there's a possibility of when we do the NDAA, that we might do an amendment to try to get it on the bill. But you know, enough people hear about it, I think that we're going to eventually be able to push this over. It's just going to take time. And again, we just want the veterans know that we're trying as hard as we possibly can to help them in any way possible.
Well, I think this is a terrific thing, and I know our listeners will be calling their elected leaders up on Capitol Hill and tell them to get on board with this. I know you said it's going to take a lot of time, but some of these guys and gals, they don't have a lot of time, and we need to do whatever we can to help them out, and I'm so glad that you're pushing this forward.
Well, I appreciate it, and at the end of the day, you know, saving lives is bipartisan, and especially with people that's worked in defense of our country, so Todd, I know it's important, but we just got to keep pushing very hard to make this happen.
Well said, well said. Senator, real quick, we had Congressman Andy Harris on from Maryland earlier on in the show. He is a medical doctor, very concerned about the Democrats voting to abolish the Hyde Amendment, and says really the firewall is the Senate. You think the Republicans and Mitch McConnell are going to hold strong here?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. Now, it just depends. If they do away with the filibuster, they might have an opportunity. But I think there's going to be even some Democrats that would vote to keep the Hyde Amendment. I think it's so important. I think it's important not just for this country that we don't put, taxpayers' money, federal money into abortions. I think it is something that's going to be very, very crucial as we go down the line in terms when we start talking about this. You know, right now they're trying to spend another $3.5 trillion, but that'll eventually come up, and I don't think they've got enough votes to make this work.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. But finally, before we let you go here, of course, Senator, I would be remiss if we did not talk a little bit about SEC football. And, of course, I'm a big Tennessee Vols fan, and we're just hoping to win. That's all we're hoping.
We just got to get off the mat. You know, you got to get off the mat. You've been on the mat for a while.
That's it.
You've gone through some coaches. I know the young coach there now. I think he'll be very good. He's going to have time. But, you know, everybody talks about coaching. It's all about recruiting. You know, they're changing all these rules and regulations, this NIL, and wanting to do health care for life for athletes and make athletes full-time employees, unionize them. That's what we're dealing with up here on the Capitol Hill right now.
You've got
all kinds of things going around. It's just amazing.
I just hope they don't screw up college football. That's all we can hope.
I told them, I said, you can mess up a lot of things, but if you mess up college football, some of you are going to get beat in the next election. So.
yes. Amen. All right, Senator.
I appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. All you right. Too now. Senator Tommy Tuberville, ladies and gentlemen, former SEC football coach down at Auburn, and geez, Alou, he's right, though. Those lawmakers mess up college football. Not only will they get beat in the election, I'm not sure they'd be able to come back to their home states, especially in the southern states. Real quick here, I want to go to the phones. Greg is listening to us on the live stream from Mississippi. And, Greg, I understand you are a veteran. Good to have you with us. What's going on?
Yes, Todd, I just heard you talking about the Are you there?
Yep. Go ahead.
Hello? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I heard you talking about the VA and what they're doing as far as wanting all their people to do. But, yeah, they got veterans like myself who filed claims sitting here waiting on them to process our claims. And it's like they're more worried about, you know, the pronouns than they are their veterans.
No, well, you're right about that, Greg. Now, how long have you been waiting?
I actually filed mine. Well, you know, I've been retired for a few years. But I filed mine 7 months ago. Now they show receiving it.
And what is the status? Have they given you any sort of an update?
They're still working on it. I've got multiple conditions. I've been seen for one, and I've not heard anything back on the one they've seen me for. And that's 7 months ago.
Now that's just that's unacceptable, Greg. That's just unacceptable. What do you do in the interim? Do you go to a VA hospital for your treatment?
Well, actually, I just started filing with the VA. You know, I mean, I just see my personal doctor. You know, for things that I need to be seen about, and a lot of these things are things that I've never been. You know, I know I've had, but I've never been treated for. You know, I would tell my doctor before I got out, I'm having these issues, but I never actually saw a doctor for, and they've just gotten worse over time.
I see. Greg, here's what part of Mississippi are you calling from? What city?
I'm in South Mississippi.
All right, South Mississippi. All right, that's fair enough. Greg, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to see if we can't help cut through this red tape. I know both of the senators there in Mississippi, so we're going to put you on hold. And if it's okay, I'd just like to Grace will get your information, and we would like to pass that directly to your senators, and maybe that might help cut through the red tape. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, good. Well, we're gonna see what we can do to help you out. Folks, that's just unacceptable. And you heard the senator. So, Grace, let's get Greg's info, and we're gonna send that along to Senator Hyde Smith's office and see if we can't help Greg get some relief here. But this is unacceptable. And we heard Senator Tuberville talking about that, saying it's the largest health care system in the world, but it's the worst. And it's shameful. It's shameful. I know President Trump and the Trump administration, they were working hard to fix a lot of the problems, but it's almost as if the needle has not moved. And I'm not sure what it's going to take for this country to get serious about taking care of its military veterans. But this is unacceptable. So, Greg, hang in there. We're going to see what we can do to help you out. And that's what this radio program is for, folks. We've got to stand alongside our fighting men and women. All right, Joe in North Carolina, hang tight. We're going to get to your call. I want to go to a break first, though. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right, let's get to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Joe from North Carolina hanging out with us on the Talk Station today. All right, Joe, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I'm calling about the Turning Point and the porn store situation.
Brandy Love. Yes, Joe, go ahead.
Yep, and the way I feel about it, sin is sin. No one sin is greater than another. And I don't know Brandy Love, and I don't know if she's saved or not. But if she's not, then Turning Point missed a huge opportunity. And not only that, but they didn't love that woman the way that Jesus loves us. Heaven's going to be full of sinners, I hope. And I just feel like that the doors to the church people will not go through today because they have to feel like they're perfect to walk through them. And I feel like that this right here is a prime example as to why this woman wasn't accepted. She wasn't loved the way Jesus loved us. And that's all I have to say.
Joe, before you hang up here, here's my take on this. If Turning Point USA is inviting Brandy Love to speak to the children, I have a problem with that. I got a big problem with that. If they were inviting her to be on the main stage, I got a problem with that. But if Brandy Love, as a law-abiding American citizen, is going to purchase a $500 VIP ticket to attend the event, she's not there to cause any problems or whatever, she's just going to attend, who am I to object to that?
Agreed. It's just a shame on Turning Point. If that is the case, if she bought a ticket to just go and attend the event, shame on Turning Point.
I just don't get that. I hear you, Joe. I hear you. All right, appreciate the phone call there, Joe. And Joe says, WWJD, what would Jesus do? I it's a fair question. Because it's important for you to understand what the real story here is. She was not invited to speak on the main stage. She was not even invited to be an official guest. She was basically paid her money to go and attend this event. And people are going to say, well, why was she there? It was an event for teenagers. Yeah, but if you look at the audience, most of the times that crowd, it's an adult crowd. I mean, they got a lot of kids there, but you're going to find a lot of adults there as well. You know what it is, Grace? I just don't think Turning Point understands who they are or who they want to be.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They did this because they were terrified because they knew what happened with the Bang Girls.
Of course. I totally agree. Peer pressure.
It is. They saw these people, you know, start lashing out on social media. And but I will say this. I don't think being a porn star is representative of the conservative movement at all. I mean, that flies in the face of our values. And that is a much broader issue, in my estimation. So it, geez, alone. It's an ugly situation. I'm telling you, an ugly situation. By the way, folks, just a reminder, during the break is a great time for you to sign up for not only my free newsletter, but also my free podcast. And we were able to offer those to you free thanks to our friends at Newsmax and Patriot Mobile. And they pay the bills to make sure you are able to access both the newsletter and the podcast free of charge. And we're excited that they're able to do that for us and for you. So ToddStarnes.com, download the newsletter, your only way around Joe Biden censorship on social media. And, of course, our awesome podcast, ToddStarnes.com. We'll be right back, folks.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right, listen up, all you folks going on vacation. Canada says they're now going to let fully vaccinated American citizens into their country. That's starting August the 9th. Okay, so who wants to go to Canada? I mean, really? Come on. Look, vacation in America. There's a lot of great stuff for you to do here in this country. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. I've got to bring in our good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Governor, there's a crazy... First of all, welcome back to the show. Hope you're doing good.
Yes, sir.
Crazy story I want you to weigh in on. Ben and Jerry, they have just announced, the ice cream people, these are the far lefties, they have just announced that they're no longer going to sell ice cream in Judea or Samaria, writing that it was inconsistent with their values to let Ben and Jerry's ice cream be sold in occupied Palestinian territory. There you go, Gov.
You know, Todd, I'm sure people of Israel will get along just fine. And they have some wonderful ice cream in Israel. I've been there over 100 times. I can attest to the fact that if they don't have Ben and Jerry's, somehow God's people, God's kingdom, God's land will be able to make it. I promise you.
The land of milk and honey, as they say. That makes delicious ice cream. So,
absolutely. It's really ridiculous. And let me just mention this. I have been to industrial factories. For example, in Judea, where SodaStream had a plant, they employed 1,100 people. 600 of them were Palestinian, and 500 of them were Israeli. They worked side by side, men, women, Muslim, Jew. They got along. They not only worked together, but they socialized together. They had the best wages they'd ever had in their lives. But the stupid BDS movement, which is really one of the most insane things I've ever seen, that does more to harm Palestinian people than you can imagine. So much pressure, SodaStream ultimately shut down their plant, leaving these people impoverished, where they were making four times the wage they ever had made and could make in the Palestinian Authority. So when people like Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib try to pretend that they care about the Palestinian people, just take it with a grain of salt and realize they're full of bull butter.
Love it. And by the way, I would recommend Mayfield, which is, you know, what we love here in this part of the country, or Bluebell, another delicious ice cream. There are plenty of others, and I'm sure would be happy to sell their product in Israel.
Absolutely. And I just don't understand that Ben and Jerry's somehow think that they are the social conscience of America, when in fact they're uninformed idiots when it comes to the Middle East.
Governor, moving on, another another issue. Geez, Alou. You put some Red Bull on the Fruit Loops this morning, Gov, I'll tell you. another issue, the White House coming out today, and they're backing away from this idea that Facebook is to blame for killing people. Now the president is saying, and we've got this audio here, so let's see if we can't play this audio. President Biden says it's the Facebook users who are to blame.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking it personally, that somehow I'm saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation, the outrageous misinformation about the vaccine. That's what I meant.
All right, Gov, your reaction to that?
Well, if Facebook is going to shut people down for misinformation, the White House won't have a Facebook page. Jen Psaki will have to also give hers up, as will Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. These are the same people that said it was the Republicans who were actually pushing the defund the police movement. Even the very far left Washington Compost gave Biden three Pinocchios on that one. So misinformation, the Biden White House, they're the best I know at providing it. And if Facebook is going to start closing people down for it, the Biden administration and this White House will be the first to go.
And remember, Governor, it was Kamala Harris who was out there saying that she would not trust a Trump vaccine, and neither should anyone else.
She said that. Other prominent Democrats said that. They denied that Trump would ever be able to help expedite getting a vaccine to the market. And they said that if he had anything to do with it, they wouldn't be comfortable taking it. Now they pretend that they invented it. And they've missed their goals in large measure because they've given the public such completely bad advice, whether it was with masks or what we're going to need if we vaccinate. For a while, they were saying, go ahead and get vaccinated, but you still have to wear a mask and socially distance and not have more than six people at your house for a 4th of July hot dog. So people said, well, the heck with that. If I'm going to do all this stuff, no point in even taking the vaccine.
There you go. Governor Mike Huckabee, by the way, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Governor, when you really do a deep dive here, the liberals are always slow to the uptick here. And, you know, it happened with the cancel culture movement where we were, you know, shouting about this from the mountaintops. And now all of a sudden you've got folks in Hollywood waking up and saying, oh, wait a second, this is bad for all of us. Well, I think the same thing is going to happen here, because the misinformation allegations are not going to stop at the China virus, and there's a very good chance they're going to use this to try to shut down maybe political speech, religious speech, you name it.
I find it interesting, too, Todd, that in order to get a vaccination, and by the way, I've had mine. I know some people say, oh, you shouldn't have surrendered to the government. I didn't surrender to the government. I wanted to take the vaccine because, frankly, I've had pneumonia, which means I have a compromised set of lungs, very dangerous for me. So it was an informed medical decision on my part. Doesn't make me more virtuous than someone, nor does it make me less conservative. But here's the point. I had to show a photo ID to get the vaccine. I want to know, does that make taking the vaccine a racist action? Is it racist to require a photo ID in order to get the vaccine, because you got to have one? And the drugstore where I got mine, they knew me. I'm a regular customer. They called me by name when they came out to my car to give me the shot. And they said, we need to see your photo ID. And I started to say, my face ought to do it. But I didn't. I'm happy to show it to them just like I am when I go vote. But now, considering that the Democrats say it's racist if you require that, I guess one of the reasons that the vaccination rate is so low is nobody wants to be part of something that is racist.
Well, there you go. There you go, Gov. Wow. You're on fire today, Governor. On fire.
I'm fired up, all right. You know, I tell you, I don't know if you know, I'm growing a beard, and people have asked me why. And so I explained it on my show this Saturday night, but I just want to let your listeners in on it. The reason is under the Biden economy, I'm going to have to take a second job moonlighting as a department store Santa this winter. So I'm just getting a start growing the beard so I'll be ready for the gig.
I love it. Governor, this is awesome. What's coming up on the show this weekend?
Well, it's so secret that if I tell you, I will have to take you down. So right now we've got a guy that climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. We also have Jonathan Gillum. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Oh, we know Jonathan.
Okay, I thought you did. He's going to tell people how to protect themselves and survive if attacked. And if one lives in Chicago or Seattle or Portland or Washington or New York, I highly recommend you watching because you're going to need it.
That book he wrote, Sheep No More, it's a great book. And you're right. Look, I read it before I moved back to Memphis. So it's very, very helpful.
Well, it's going to be a great show. I hope people will watch. Danny Gokey is our musical guest this weekend, and he's just terrific. So it'll be a fun show.
That's going to be fun. Absolutely. All right, Governor, we're going to have to leave it there. Good luck with the beard stuff. You're going to be like the fifth Duck Dynasty brother now.
Yeah, I'm kind of going for ZZ Top to be the film in a ZZ Top tribute thing.
I love it. All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, take care, Gov.
Thanks,
Bud. Wow, that's awesome. So he's pulling the whole Ted Cruz thing. You know, Cruz grew the beard, and I think that beard makes Cruz look more presidential, to be honest with you. When was the last time we had a bearded president? That would be a great trivia question, Grace Baker. It had to have been before. Was it Grover Cleveland? I don't know. That name rings a bell. Anyway, look, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. All right, let's go to the lines. Is this true? Have we verified this information to be correct, Grace Baker?
Our sources say yes.
You're certain of this?
I mean, here's the thing. They could have had a beard and never taken a picture.
Well, that's true.
Because, you know, possible.
Well, that is it's a fair point. All right, let's go to the phones here. Tim in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. And I just want to, Tim, before we get into the answer to the question we have here, I've got to say, out of all of our radio stations, you guys have to be like Trivia Central, Trivia USA.
A lot of smart people in North Georgia.
Well, there you go. And I mean, I think back to, Tim, I don't know if this name rings a bell with you, a guy named Ludlow Porch.
Oh, yes.
So Ludlow Porch. Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
Well, Ludlow and Louis Gazzard, they were all together. Louis used to do a lot of sports shows with Larry Munson around here, too.
One of the great football announcers in all of college football. Now, what's interesting about Lewis? So, let's talk about Ludlow. Ludlow Porch was Lewis's half brother, and they were doing a segment. Sports Illustrated. Tim, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe Sports Illustrated was doing a story years ago on trivia, and they said that Ludlow was one of the best trivia guys in all of America. And so when Ludlow started his radio program, the Fun Seekers Network, they used to do the best radio trivia, and I remember listening to this when I was a kid. It was just a lot of fun, and you learned all sorts of quirky things.
Oh, it was always, anytime Louis Grizzard was on, it was great. And him and Ludlow together were the best pair that's ever been.
You've got that right. And I'll tell you, Tim, a little bit of trivia here. I actually had the exact same heart problem that Lewis had. And, of course, unfortunately, he had that pig valve and it didn't take. And he ended up passing away. Or I guess he was in his 40s when he died.
Yeah.
But when I had to have my heart surgery, I actually asked the surgeon, can I get a pig valve like Lewis? And the guy looked, it was in California, and the guy looked at me like I was crazy. But I got a mechanical valve instead. I kind of felt like that pig valve would have enhanced the barbecue eating experience, Tim.
Well, I'll tell you, if some of your listeners have never heard, when a man can write a book and say, shoot low, boys, they're riding Shetland ponies, you know he is a great author.
Don't bend over in the garden, granny, them taters got eyes.
Chili dogs only bark at night.
That's it. They stomp my...
Elvis is dead and I don't feel so good.
Tim, those are, I believe it or not, Tim, I have every single one of Lewis's books in my library and every single one of Ludlow's books. So good storytellers, great storytellers. All right, Tim. Well, we're talking about the last president believed to have had a beard, and I think you may have an answer to this.
To the best of my knowledge, it was William Henry Harrison.
William Henry Harrison, who was a Republican, by the way, and served in office 1897 until 1901, which is, I'm sorry, that's William McKinley. But you are absolutely correct. William Henry Harrison indeed had a beard. So, Tim, we're going to hook you.
Teddy Roosevelt had a mustache.
He had a mustache. So we're talking about beards.
William Henry Harrison's granddaddy, if I'm not mistaken, was in office 31 days as president. He caught pneumonia giving his inauguration speech and died.
That would be correct, yes. So, man, you are Mr. Trivia out there. All right, Tim, we're going to put you... Yep, go ahead.
Let me ask you one thing. Now, may I ask your age?
Me? I'm 53.
Okay, do you remember watching the Jetsons on Saturday morning?
I do indeed, with his boy Elroy, yes.
Yeah, do you remember on just practically every episode, they had liberals out there marching and screaming and yelling and protesting everything? Do you remember seeing that on the cartoon?
I do indeed.
Well, most people say they don't, and I always respond with, ain't the future great?
Tim, hang tight. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get you hooked up with a book. And by the way, folks, we are going to be in Gainesville, Georgia, and we would love to see you at our book signing there coming up on next Thursday, July 29th. We're going to be doing our show from Gainesville, and we would love to see you and to see all of our listeners across North Georgia. On the 30th, we're going to be at WHKP at their studios. We will have we're going to have a lot of fun there doing a book signing as well. And then, of course, on July 31st, we are wrapping up our big tour at the Billy Graham Library. That is the first stretch. And we're going to be doing other regional tours. So you folks in Mississippi, Arkansas, hang tight. We're going to be coming to your areas as well. And we are already, and I knew this was going to happen, we are getting more info in. Some people are saying that it was William Howard Taft, who was the most recent president to have facial hair, which was from 1909 to 1913. So we're still going to hook Tim up with the book. So anyway, there you go. All right, folks, just a reminder about our good friend Mike Lindell. And you've heard me talking about the MyPillows for ages. Now I've got to tell you about his towels, which, if you know anything about towels, there are some towels, when you go and you buy them at the supermarket or the shopping mall, you come back home and they're beautiful towels, but they're just not good towels. You know, they don't dry you off. Well, Mike has figured out the problem, and he has solved it, and he has created these really incredible towels that do the job. And I've got them. I just got my order of towels a couple of weeks ago, and they're pretty awesome. They're all made right here in the good old U.S. of A. And by the way, the towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and Mike has a great deal for all of us. He's going to set you up with a six-piece towel set. You get two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, made with USA cotton. They are soft, but they are also absorbent, which is great. By the way, these towels normally cost over $100. Mike is going to give them to you, literally almost, $39.99. What a great deal. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener special page, and you are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. All you have to do is enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506. And again, use the promo code STARNS. You are going to get some great deals, and you're going to love these towels. They're really awesome. All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up from all of us here on the program. Get out there. Have a great day. Be good, America.